What's up, beautiful people? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Sharita, and this is Spaz. Hello, hello. Hey, hello, hello. Hello, hello. Hey, hello, hello. Hey, y'all. Good morning. What's going on, you guys? Welcome to Spaz. Happy New Year. I hope everybody had beautiful holidays, warm holidays. I hope if you were able to spend time with your family and, you know, I hope that went well. If you spent the seasons alone, I hope you were still at peace and you still feel loved. I hope we all have a feeling of gratitude at this point because we made it into another year. We made it in a sound mind. We made it hopefully healthy. And we made it in, you know, with wide eyes and bushy tails. And so, let's get into it. So the year is 2021, and everybody has all kind of theories and all kind of, you know, I guess hopes or, you know, rite of passage or whatever the case that they you know, that they feel about 2021. And I'm excited to see what's going to come to fruition for everybody. So what's, you know, what are we going to get out this year? Is it going to be everything that everybody secretly hoped for? Because one thing I noticed that was different about going into this year is nobody that I know or that I've seen, even on social media and stuff like that, are saying anything like, you didn't see too much of what they wanted to see in 2021. You didn't see too much of what they was leaving in the past, what their New Year's resolution was, or anything like that, which was refreshingly beautiful to me because that lets me know that a lot of people are just going in and taking their time and easing on in. Lets me know that a lot of people, whether they're going to own it or call it what it is or whatever the case may be, I take that as a sign as people are going into the New Year's with an ounce of faith. And we all know that the past, I think, 2 years, I was going back and forth with faith. 2020 was for me personally, 2020 was a horrible year for the world, should I say. The you know, a lot of stuff went off, you know, as a whole, you know, globally. A lot of hurt, a lot of loss, a lot of unfortunate mishaps have happened. A lot of families have went homeless. A lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of real stuff did take place. Do not get me wrong when I say that. However, a lot of beautiful, beautiful, beautiful things took place in 2020. And I really just wanted to take some time to acknowledge that so then we can just go ahead and move forward. But I actually don't really want, moving forward is always the goal and moving forward is always the most beautiful thing that you can do. And that's what we're supposed to do is progress and move forward and move right along, take any lessons learned and blessings and stuff of that nature and, you know, move forward. And so I'm here for it. However, like I said, 2020 was not always, it just wasn't a horrible year for me on a personal level. I got time. Time for me is the most precious, precious thing that anybody can gift you. Anybody can gift you. It's time because it's timeless. You know what I mean? And I feel like a lot of people walked around and asked for time and we all wanted time. We all wanted to do this. We all said if we had enough time, we would do that. And all kind of things that, you know, used to be said and we got presented damn near a whole year. You know, whatever you did with your time is your business. You don't owe anybody no explanation of why you're not going into 2021 with a plan. Why you're not going into 2021 with some kind of a boss move, a business move, or anything of that nature if that's not what you're going into the new year with. And I don't feel like people really bashed. I mean, I think you kind of seen it here and there. People saying things like, if you didn't do this year, then it ain't in you. Or if you didn't come out of this with some type of it, then, you know, it's not even. But at the same time, I feel like a lot of people didn't have a lot of pressure, if that makes any sense. I think a lot of people are just kind of taking it a day by day and as time goes. And I think that's exactly how we're supposed to do it. You're definitely, you know, I mean, if you got a plan, it's even better. I don't really want to say you're supposed to have a plan, because who am I to tell you what you're supposed to do? The same way I don't believe in anybody telling somebody what they think they're supposed to do, whatever the case may be. I just think that's completely rude and unnecessary. I don't think it's anybody's place. I think that we are all, in my personal opinion, I believe that we're all on a divine timing, and there's certain things that are supposed to happen to certain people in certain times in their life. That's it. That's all. I believe in waiting your turn. I don't believe in, I believe in clapping on the sidelines until you get your shot. Plain and simple. I believe in that. And I don't see anything wrong with that. That's just me. I'm not a judger. I'm not a hater. That's just not my personality. I don't see anything good coming from that. I'm not a peer pressure where I'm going to be telling you. I might suggest some stuff if I feel like you're good at something. I got a partner who I've been in her ear for years trying to get her to start some type of a plant thing or anything of that nature. And if it's not for her, it's not her time, or that's not her passion, she don't want to do it, then that's fine. I've never hounded her on it. I might kind of throw it out there as the years go on here and there and leave it at that. Just kind of throw my seeds around. And if she, you know, whoever chooses to water, you water it. A lot of seeds were thrown at me. A lot of seeds were thrown with me. Some grew flowers, some grew gardens, some died. You know what I mean? And it's okay. That's okay. It just either, maybe at that time I was too scared, or maybe at that time I didn't understand, or maybe at that time that's not what I wanted to do, or I simply didn't want to put the work in. Whatever the case may be, it's fair, because you only got one life and it's your life. You know what I mean? It ain't anybody else's decision or anything of that nature. There's somebody powerful standing behind you, guiding you. So whatever is meant to be for you will be. It will come to pass. And I 100% believe that. If I didn't fully believe it then, I mean, I've always been, I guess, a silent believer in that. But at this point, I'm a little loud believer in that. Can't nothing really, because one thing about 2020, when I say I took a lot of chances on faith, unknowingly, I didn't really put too much thought into it. It kind of just came natural. And I like the way that made me feel. This whole past year, we literally, majority of the year, we went through, throughout the world, it was a whole year because other countries were affected. It just didn't hit us here in America and stuff yet. However, other countries and us were all on one page accordingly. That's wild. But at the same time, it's very oddly beautiful, because the whole world has never been on the same accord, ever. We ain't never been going through the same stuff. We've never seen a whole world at one time globally affected by a sickness, an illness, a pandemic at one time. Maybe different places have had their phases and stuff of that nature. We've never seen a whole nation, a whole world globally protest. We've never seen that. You know what I mean? And those are, I mean, I'm talking about, it was a lot of beauty in 2020 that I focused on the most, versus any kind of a negativity. And I didn't really have too many people, maybe. And another thing, my vision wasn't clouded, because since we're socially distancing, it's very limited amount of people that I was around. You know what I mean? So that means there's very limited amount of conversations that I was having. And at the same time, even though you're limited in our world, our real world, because it's our choice, I also realized that it was my choice of what I was trying to take in on the social media or not. I kind of always known that, and I have no problem muting and deleting people that I don't want to hear what they got to say, because everybody has the right of freedom of speech on any platform. At the same time, when you post your opinion on a platform, you're opening it up for anybody to have an opinion. That's another thing that I've always kind of kept in the back of my mind, but I actually put into motion this past, you know, year, because I had the time to actually really sit back and go through things and turn off commenting here and there and do, you know, a lot of things. I mean, a lot of times we're just in a rush, and I'm the kind of person to where I'm a fast mover. I'm a fast speaker. You guys should know that about me by now, because that's why I stutter over my words sometimes. I move too fast. My brain is always constantly going, which is why, for me, I wasn't always doing, I'm not as gung-ho on my meditation as I used to be. And I'm definitely getting back into that. And I'm getting back into that immediately starting, like, I've already had one meditation session this year, actually two, and I actually need to get to it twice a week, plain and simple. And that doesn't need to be a choice for me. Certain things are not going to be an option. It's going to be a need as if my life depended on it. And that's the priority that I'm going to be allowing myself to assert in when I'm moving a certain way for a certain cause. I got time to process my thoughts. I got time to try to really tap into certain different creative parts of me. I got time to narrow down certain things that I would like to begin with, because it's not impossible to do a lot of things and kind of touch everything that you want to touch. That's not impossible as well. But I've gotten time to sit back and put it in order, to actually sit back and put it in order. You know what I'm saying? And so that makes me, you know, so hopeful. Like, I feel like when I say hopeful is like a small word for it. Like, I don't know a bigger, extravagant word to say for how I feel, but I feel that way. I feel extravagant. I feel hopeful. I feel optimistic. As a matter of fact, when on my birthday, when it passed, that's what I put in my post, actually. I did put that this was a year, this was going to be a year for me, being 32, it was going to be a year of me, you know, optimism, freedom, and stuff of that nature, but really, I'm continuing it from the feelings and emotions that I felt in 2020. A lot of people panicked. A lot of people panicked, and there's nothing wrong with that panic. There was nothing wrong with people who have fear. I definitely had a moment of not so much of a panic. I think that people, a lot of people were DMing me like, shit's okay, you're going to be fine. And the gag is, I always knew I was going to be okay. That's the gag. I already knew I was gonna be okay because I was aware. I was very conscious. I was very mindful how I moved. I was mindful of what I wanted around me, mindful who I spent a lot of time with during this whole pandemic. I'm still mindful because it still ain't over. And it's not probably gonna be over for a while. You know what I mean? And that's just the reality of it. And I've come to acceptance with it. You know, one of the blessings that I got out of the 2020, and I know it might be a small weird blessing for anybody else, but a very beautiful blessing for me was I got my dog, and I got the chance to feel undivinely, purely loyalty and love. You know what I'm saying? I've been wanting that feeling. I didn't think that I was going to get it out of a dog. You know what I'm saying? It's really crazy how God moves, like for when he's allowed to. That's the fact of it. It's crazy how God moves when he's actually allowed to. And that's one thing that I've accepted and that I understand. I switched a whole job during the pandemic and took a pay loss during the pandemic, which is who would do that, right? Somebody who cares about their happiness and somebody who finally understands how to put their happiness first, period. And a dollar amount does not limit that for me. It just doesn't. And a dollar amount does not decide, it has not, and it will not, and it did not decide that for me. Because I did that, I made that choice knowing I was going to be good. I'm talking about knowing that I was going to be good, knowing that if I had to cut back on some stuff, which I've already been cutting back on a lot of things in my life over the past couple of years of just adulting, plain simple adulting, taking that cut back and just knowing, like, you know what, God, you got me. Like, I ain't really got to worry about, I got it out of my mind of wanting a partner. I mean, I still would love to have a partner that I can lay up and trust and that I can work with and that can believe in me and speak certain life into me and I can speak certain life into him. Yeah, I want that. And it's going to come. But, sorry, guys, y'all know I'm rolling up. But it's going to come, but I'm not in a rush. Like, at all. At all. Like, when people are actually, you guys know that that's a question that I really despise. So, what's up with you? You got any new niggas? I hate that. Like, there's so many things going on in life and in the world right now. The only thing that you can ask me is what's up with me and some niggas. Yeah, you kind of trash for that. Kind of whack. And I definitely look at a bitch like she's a whack one if she says anything of that nature. Like, you have nothing else to talk about. Chances are, me and people who ask those kind of questions, we don't talk in a regular. And you could be one of my best friends. We will not talk in a regular. We just won't. because I don't have no interest in your conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, that's okay. I'm not mad that that's where you're at in your life and in your journey and your path of where, you know, looking for that and hoping for that or whatever case may be. I'm just not there. I'm just not there. I finally understand. Not really understand. I've accepted that the time will come when it's supposed to come. And when that time comes, when it's supposed to come, I'm going to be ready for whatever situation is going to present me to, because my mind frame has changed. Plain and simple. There's some things that I probably will tap in and do that I never thought in a million years that I would do. But now the time is to do it now, whether that's going to be temporarily, whether that's going to be moving on, whatever the case may be, it's going to be there for a season. And if I'm ready to entertain it, I'm going to entertain it. That's it. That's all. You know what I'm saying? That is literally it. That's all. And I realized the beauty in that. And so I'm excited. I'm excited for families who learned each other a bit better this pandemic season. I'm excited for mothers who actually sat their asses down and really mothered your child, really learned your baby again. You know what I'm saying? That's a beautiful thing. You've seen people who took it as opportunity to go live their best life and to do things like that. I also feel like a lot of people did a lot of things and certain things just to show that they were quote unquote outside, or to show that they were out here moving and grooving and doing. But there's a beauty in that people were just not pressed by that. People didn't feel the need to compete. People didn't need to feel like, well, you know, damn, okay, they over here, so let me get over here and do this. People were okay with that. People sat in their most devilish thoughts and got through it. You hear me? People sat through their most devilish thoughts and have gotten through it. People sat in the most darkest space in their life, and a lot of people sat in that space alone and got through that. Do we understand how strong you got to be to do that? Do we appreciate how beautiful that is to do that? I mean, my God, that alone is like, wow. To me, that's breathtaking. You know what I mean? And those are some of the beautiful moments and experiences that I witnessed and seen in 2020. We got friends who weren't always putting the big responsibility on each other. You know, you ain't checking on me, and you know what I'm saying? We ain't cool. Woo, woo, woo. Because you actually had a chance to understand, to be mature, to use your thought process and understand that there's a real moment going on here in time, and people got to take care of themselves. And ain't always worrying about you, about what you got going on and this and that. And that's okay. That's how it should be. That's how it should be. Literally, that's how it should be. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of practices that I would love to move forward with. I personally like the social distancing. I don't like anybody in my space like that. I've never have. I don't like germs. You know what I'm saying? Please go wash your hands. Do not touch me. I'm very much like that. I'm naturally just like that. And I'm happy that that's the new cool thing to do. It should have been the most thing to do. You know what I'm saying? But it's a blessing that that's how y'all feeling. And that's what we supposed to be doing. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. That's not me. That's me moving. You know what I'm saying? If y'all hearing anything, that's whatever. But anywho, you know, it's a blessing in disguise. But I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Just to see what's next. Just to see how people moving forward. To see people who's going to win, who are going to come out winning, people who are still planning to win. Just all that kind of stuff is so inspiring to me. It's so beautiful to me. Like, I'm so grateful. I'm grateful that I'm healthy and I'm healthy and I'm here to be able to witness that. Like, I'm so, so grateful for that, that, you know, it was mercy over me and my health and my family and things of that nature. And it matters. It matters, you know? Because a lot of people didn't have that, you know, and that was probably the sad part of, you know, the flip side of 2020. People didn't have that. People didn't get to, some people didn't even get to see their family during the pandemic and still have not seen their family and probably will not see their family for a very, very long time. However, and then when they do have that experience in that moment, it's going to be different. You know what I mean? Because a lot of things are going to, you know, I think will forever change. And a lot of people don't like change, but we're kind of in an uncomfortable space where change is like going to be forced onto us. And there's a good side to that and the bad side to that. I mean, everything got your pros and cons, you know what I'm saying? So you just got to weigh some stuff out. But, you know, I'm going to miss that year. I'm very, very 2021. I mean, I just feel like people are just buckling down and taking care of business. And whatever business that may be for them, people are just doing things, you know, silently. And, you know, and I like that. it's really, like I said, it's refreshing. So, you know, right now, at this point, we've made it through the first week of the new year. This, I'm trying to drop this Friday morning for you guys. So right now, it's I'm just wrapping it up. It's Thursday. And so we made it through the first week of the year, pretty much. And it's been an interesting week. It's been a wild week, and it's not even a horrible, you know, we all seen. So on other news, we've all sat back and watched these thug hillbillies march into our Capitol. Like, they just got in there. They just broke on in there and had it their way and protest and waving Confederate flags freely and devilishly, like, you know, like pure evil, pure disgust, pure filth, pure trash, literally pure trash and ghetto. And we just all sat back at home and watched it like, wow. If we're not, the world's not already going through some stuff, and then here we go. Because that's another good thing about 2020. We finna get a new president. You know, and it's not really so much. It is what it is. If you're not into the politics and all that kind of stuff, I can understand. I don't really get too deep in politics because I'm not educated on that. I just know that it's important to vote. I hope that people did get out there and vote. But as we see, the vote, I feel like the vote mattered, and we're going to get this racist man, this bigot, out of the House. And we're, you know, we're put in some type of a, you know, again, a hopeful plan. You know, we're, you know, and I'm hoping that, you know, moving forward, that we demand and we understand, because right now we're, a lot of us have been unifying, as I was saying. And so I'm hoping that we understand that and we hold certain things accountable when, you know, when we get to rolling, what is it, January 20th. But I'm concerned the way they acted in there and the way they had that much freedom to just get past the way that they did. I am concerned about our president-elect. I'm especially concerned for Miss Kamala, because she is Kamala Harris, simply because she's a woman. And so there's a lot of egotistic men in this world, unfortunately, a lot, and a lot on different levels. That ain't no just rich white supremacy type of a hate. That's a lot of men might feel away that there's a woman in office. You know what I mean? It's way bigger than what we're probably thinking. And it ain't just a race thing, but it's a fact that this is a black woman or a woman in color, I will have you, in office. That could be very threatening. So, you know, with all these little things that we've seen this past week, that hasn't crossed my mind. Like, man, like, this is wild. Like, I'm hoping that they are protected, because y'all really out here, man, these white people are out here upset from what we see on the TV. Y'all are cutting up. And it's wild to me, because I'm not going to get too deep in it, because I'm still processing it, because this literally just happened this week. And I'm, like I said, getting it to y'all on Friday. It's a lot still to take in. But it's crazy, because we seen a peaceful movement across the world for Black Lives Matter. That was nationwide. That was across the world. So clearly it was that important. It was that important. And another little fact check. There's black people everywhere. Everywhere. So, of course, there was protests everywhere. That's powerful. I'm gonna pause right there for a minute. I mean, come on now. Let's really consider what this is, what this really, really is, what they're really, really afraid of. For real, for real. But we seen them go into this Capitol building. I'm talking about a federal building, and get in there, breaking an office, carrying stuff around, loading shit on their back, looking dirty as hell. It's a pandemic going on. None of y'all look clean. Nobody looks like they washed their ass. And you guys are just in here upset that this man is lost, and you're just having a tantrum. And we're watching this. We're watching grown adults do this. We're watching hate right before our eyes. They're waving the Confederate flag. That's damn sure entitlement. Like, y'all, this nation, y'all, or you just have showed that the white man, you guys feel superior and entitled. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, right now, from what we've seen, the slap in the face is the Americas is pretty much allowing this to happen. You guys are saying this. You guys have literally called the looting, you know, the looting, when the looting shoots, what is it? What do you say? That ignorant motherfucker? When the looting starts, the shooting starts. And when they loot, we shoot. Whatever that man had to say about people peacefully protesting, cops running over people who are in standing line and are that are not breaking the line, running, like driving their cars into them. I seen that happen in my apartments. That's another story for another day. Cops are really something else. Cops are really, 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 really something else. They have a very hateful thing about them. And honestly, it's because, you know, if y'all really want to know history, and if you do know your history, cops literally derived off of, they came from, evolved, should I say, from KKK to police. If you really do your history, you really look at the badges, you really look at the purpose of dogs, you really look at I'm talking about, you know, the batons, all of that stuff. Like, there's so many meaning behind that, and it has not been changed, and the world has changed. And so if the world has changed, don't you think that should change? That's why defund the police is, okay, whatever. That's a different conversation, but whatever. I mean, so we're already seeing a pretty wild, crazy new year. However, for my people, white people, we've been chilling. You know what I'm saying? This, we're just looking at all this clown foolishness, ghetto shit go around. We're having a real hilarious, funny moment, trolling the moment, as we should, because this is actually serious. Y'all was trolling on some other shit. We had mothers and sisters and wives and children losing their fathers, their brothers, their husbands, their, you know, whatever, their siblings, grandkids, grandmas standing over their grandchild, laying down, having heart attacks as her grandchild is afraid to be arrested. We've seen so many things, right? And yet we see, I caught a clip of this young white man, Caucasian man, if we're going to be proper, hillbilly Caucasian white man, whatever, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Sitting there talking about how they broke in the building and because, you know, and it could have been him who got shot and killed, and put his hand up and said, "This could be you." Wasn't shit wrong with his hand. We got people who got shot in the head, and, you know, with the rubber bullets so close to his penetrating heads. We've seen visuals of this. Like, excuse me? Multiple people have died. You guys have counted. And then I'm here and I'm still trying to wait and see what they're talking about to confirm about this whole bomb mess, that there's two type of bombs inside of the building that they found, something like that. I don't know. Like I said, I don't want to be quoting too many things because I don't know. It's still happening. But it's just wild that that's how y'all kicking the year off. Like, and there's so many people that are so happy and hopeful going into the year. But that shows you right there that everybody don't want to see your happiness and they want to take it. Plain and simple. Like, this entitled people feel like they can do anything. And we're getting a little taste of it right here, you know, on our cell phones, on our TV screens, you know, whatever. It's just wild, you know, but it's also pure comedy. It's also pure comedy. Like, I couldn't help but to laugh at the girl that I seen in the clip of talking about it's a revolution and she crying and shit. Girl, get your ass up out of here. Like, I mean, the shit is just funny. Like, this is crazy. Like, if you guys, it's inhuman. Like, this, I don't know. It is what it is. But I'm definitely trying to, you know, see the outcome of that. But like I said, I have my, it does, you know, give me a worry about when, you know, our new elect president goes into office. Like, you know, because you guys are showing how angry you truly are. And when people are angry, you have no idea what they're willing to do. You know what I mean? When people are afraid, you have no idea what they're willing to do, what they're capable of doing, should I say. You put somebody in the corner and you just don't know. And maybe that's what it is. They're afraid that there might be real change, you know? And so, and I'm not going to put that in there because that's another thing. We have so many people who are believers, who believe in the power of the tongue, the power of the thoughts, who believe in speaking things into existence and whatnot, right? They're very, I guess, quote unquote, woke, should we say. However, they'll be so negative about what can happen as a nation, and that doesn't balance right. And it has got to be a thought. Like, that just does not go together. You can't be this, you know, this spiritual person, this hopeful person, and all this kind of stuff, and then literally sit back and be like, you know, we ain't seen change. We're not going to see change. Whoop. You're putting that thought in there, that tongue in there, and that's something that I'm not going to be doing either. We do know, unfortunately, and that's going to be, hey, as a black woman, as a black person overall, yes, that's going to be a very hard thing to change. I understand that, because the reality of it is we have, for all of our lives and all of our mom's lives, our family's lives, our grandparents' lives, like, I'm talking about, like, literally all of our lives here in America, right? We've seen the same thing happen over and over, and hundreds of years have we seen this behavior. And so we're not surprised when, you know, on certain outcomes and things like that. We almost expect it. But see, another thing that I was really thinking about is we got to collectively, all together understand that we can't accept that. We can't put that in our mind. We can't. That's a lot of power. Like, you think about what energy all of us as a culture, I never thought about that. What kind of energy? Because energy is everything, right? It's not, it's important for us to get a hold of our energy. You know what I mean? Because all we're accountable for and all we can really take care of and things of that nature and grow and heal and stuff like that is ourselves. Because we got to heal ourselves, right? Before we can heal anybody else. We all know that. And so when you really think about it, I'm so cotton mouth. I need a sip of water. And I ain't got none near me. And I got to get this going so I can wrap it up. You know, we really think about it. I've never thought about cultural energy. And so we have got to start really thinking about seeing things and understanding and knowing and confirming and speaking it in that it is going to be better. You know what I'm saying? I said this a minute ago in one of my podcasts. You know what I'm saying? That the first will be last and the last will be first. That will happen. We will see some type of a change moving on in our near years to go. You know what I'm saying? Our babies will grow up in a better world. I mean, I know this is it sounds like hella cheesy and shit, but I'm dead serious. Like, I'm so serious. We have got to believe that. Like I said, it's going to take a long time. And maybe it won't be all the way our generation. You know what I'm saying? Maybe. But we got to put that off for our babies to see that. So that way they know nothing but that. Literally, because the power of the mind. We know them. Our mind has power. Our thoughts and our tongue. We know that. We speak on that. So if we know that, I don't understand why we got to use sometimes. I can't speak for everybody in all situations and all time. But if we're so conscious like that, just in our communities, and I understand that, and that's the most important part, it really is one of the most important parts, one of the most important elements, is to, you know, get us on that same path to one now. But we got to start thinking wily, because we got to understand that we just seen a whole global protest that just showed us that we can move way bigger than we can really, really imagine. But we got to get on the same mind process, because at the end of the day, a human is a human. You may be way over there across the world, but you're still a human. That's that. You know what I mean? There's nothing special to that. That's it. That's all. You know, very simple. So I'm hoping that we see more of that space and that energy, and we make space for that thought process, you know, moving forward. And so it's not so much of like, oh, you know, new year, new me, or new goals, new, you know, who this. No, it's nothing of that. It's continuing to put in the work, continuing to be cautious and aware, continuing to be happy, to feel love, to give love, to be hopeful for love. You know, I'm very, you know, just I'm not being negative. I may be, you know, getting all the love that I want from my puppy. You know what I'm saying? But there's going to come a day where we both going to get some love from a daddy. You feel me? And so, and it's going to happen. And that's, you know, and it's just when the timing is right. And it's going to be the perfect person. You know, we're going to rock on. We're going to rock on. And so, just be careful. And, you know, in the thought process, the power of the tongue, moving, you know, moving forward. But that's really all I got to say so far about everything. Again, I hope everybody is feeling really, really optimistic for 2021. I hope that everybody is coming in, you know, just with a different mind frame, at least, you know, and whatever that may be healthy for you. I just hope everybody coming into 2021 healthy. You feel me? This was fast.